pot brownies are a popular option when it comes to getting a fun high, and for good reason. They taste great, give you the edible experience right at home, and typically provide a high in 30 minutes or less. They're also perfect for parties and date nights, and, depending on the dosage and THC levels, the high can last anywhere from 2 hours to 10 hours. Leaf Nation provides a helpful dosage guide for making successful pot brownies. We've rounded up a list of 5 pot brownie recipes, from simple to rich and complex. You'll find the perfect brownie to satisfy your sweet tooth and desired high simultaneously. Double Chocolate Weed Brownies. These extra chocolatey brownies from Food 52 are made completely from scratch and use canna butter to infuse pot into the ingredients. Because tightly wrapped canna butter can last up to 2 weeks in a refrigerator and up to 6 months in a freezer, you can work ahead to speed up the process on brownie baking day. These brownies are extra fudge-y and moist, taking over the normal cakey texture a brownie mix creation may possess. This recipe creates 16 brownies with precisely 1 gram of weed. This adds up to 8 to 10 milligrams of THC per brownie. If you want less potent brownies, you can use less canna butter by mixing in more regular butter. Gooey Pot Brownies. This Washington Post recipe creates a gooey, moist, and iconic edible made with dark chocolate. It also uses canna butter but uses more THC and adds sea salt for a sweet and salty taste you'll love. The recipe yields 24 brownies and has 15% THC in 1/4 cup of canna butter, equating to 263 milligrams of THC, meaning each brownie has roughly 11 milligrams. The key to the gooey is to not overmix the ingredients. These tasty homemade edibles can be kept in the refrigerator for up to a week or in the freezer for up to 3 months. Scodonal via GettyImages.com. Weed Brownies with Brownie Mix. If you're looking for a quicker, more simplified way to make pot brownies, this guide from Leaf Nation shows you how to infuse your cannabis in butter or oil and mix it with your favorite brownie mix. It also discusses how to properly dose brownies ahead of baking them. Most people report feeling a high within about 30 minutes of chowing down. Homemade cannabis brownies. Emily Kyle Nutrition brings a unique way to make pot brownies and helps guide bakers on creating a successful batch without overdosing the weed in the brownie mix or using too little to bring on the high. The method involves infusing the weed into sugar, oil, or butter a few days before you plan on making the brownies. The recipe also gives the option to use whole cannabis flowers or concentrate, which may alter the texture or taste of the brownies, but works great for making pot brownies as fast as possible. Ultimately, this homemade cannabis brownie recipe will have you enjoying just the right effects within 25 minutes. Salted Caramel Fudge Brownies. Adventurous and experienced pot brownie bakers, this one's for you. The recipe adds salted caramel and fudge, which covers up the taste of THC, maybe a little too well. The mixture of brown sugar, maple syrup, dark chocolate, and fudge, plus the caramel y finish, will likely leave you wanting more. The recipe yields 12 brownies and is completed in just 3 steps. This list of recipes shows that there are a whole host of ways to infuse cannabis into brownies to make decadent, tasty treats. Plus, you can even add more sugary delight by topping them with chocolate chips, fudge, or ice cream. Happy baking. Please verify your age to enter. Are you 18 years or older? Data font size equals 24. Data method equals date of birth input prompt. Data enter text equals data exit text equals data B font size equals data DOB method equals month day year. Data YY text equals YYYY. Data MM text equals M. Data DD text equals DD. Data age equals 18. Data remember text equals, remember me, data count up equals, enabled data underage redirect equals, https://www.mountainviewtoday.ca/data color equals, data colors equals, src equals, https://pro.ageverify.co/jsv9/avenue.js, greater than this story was made possible by our community partners program. Thank you Revive Cannabis for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.